Scott. This is Laura. How are you doing
Hi,
today?
Laura. I'm okay. Yeah, just coming in, kind of wore out, but yeah.
It is really hot out where we are. We're in California,
oh,
so we're over 100 degree weather right now.
Good grief. Well, us too, almost. Yeah, we're trying to get out of some severe storms that are moving through, so we're hoping that they don't come this way.
Yeah, hopefully you guys are going to be good and dry over there where you guys are at. Now, I understand you've been in business for 44 years. Congratulations, by the way. That's a pretty good amount of time to be doing business, right?
It is. They ask me all the time, you think you're going to like it? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it. But, yeah, that is a long time, isn't it? Getting to be an
yes,
old man.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, let's just be real here. When it comes to businesses, many don't make it past the five-year mark, you know? So when you're looking at a business at 44 years, it's like, well, you must be doing something right, you know? So.
Yeah, I mostly word of mouth. I can actually get by without any of it. But, you know, this day and time, it's different. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do to stay up with the rest of them, right?
Yeah, I mean, that is definitely true. I have it here in the notes. I mean, you've worked with a couple SEO companies. They haven't really done much or haven't really done what they said they were going to do. Is that correct?
That is correct. And the problem let me just tell you. I had a guy design an old website, the old squares, you know, the old thing. So
yeah.
I had that thing got to be a dinosaur. So this, other company, Prestige Data, comes along. They redesigned my web page and so forth. And so I had been hosting and paying for this domain, and kind of handling everything myself through GoDaddy.com. I don't know if you're familiar with GoDaddy. So
I am. Yeah.
This guy had me set up that way. And I actually did better before I let them redesign the web page and then them handle it for me. So I can't, you know, go figure. You would think you would, if you're improving, you're doing the right thing, you know. And so the old thing was doing better than the new thing. So the last couple of years, you know, it just hadn't been doing its thing at all.
Oh, well, that's terrible. Are you still paying them?
Well, I just switched from Prestige Data to Media Solution.
Okay. And how long ago was
that?
That
was just last month.
Okay. And what are they supposed to be doing for you?
They are supposed to be putting me on 53 different platforms and search engines that takes about, they have a 12-month program. Go figure. Why would it take that long? So anyway, that's where I'm at right now. Well, it is, but I would not sign a year contract. I told them I'd try it month to month and see what happens.
Good. Because they're making
I'm
you do
smart,
a year.
Yeah,
exactly.
They have a year, yeah.
It does not take a year. They're doing that for the year.
Oh, I know what they're doing. I know. I didn't fall off the potato wagon yesterday. I know a little bit about this stuff. I'm not that savvy on anything, but I know business. So.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good to hear. So, let me kind of tell you about our pricing. Let me tell you what it includes as well. And then let me tell you about our company. So our company name is Local Splash, like a splash of water. We've been in business for 18 years. We have an A-plus rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau. We are a Google Premier Channel Partner company. We're only one in 40 companies in the United States that can say that as well, which we are the highest tier when it comes to the Google Partner side. So we pretty much know what we're doing. So we have a 4.9 client satisfaction rating. Average client satisfaction rating. So, we're good at what we do. And just to kind of tell you, what our package includes, which is the one that I'm going to go over with you, which is the Platinum package, it's going to be complete Google local optimization. So you get approximately 15 keywords. You obviously want to use the keywords of the services that you offer. So when somebody in your area looks up one of these keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. And it's going to pop up on the first page of Google on the map section. So I'm sure when you've used Google and you look up like a service, you have the map and it shows all the businesses on the side, correct?
Yeah.
So that's exactly where we're going to be putting you. We're also going to do initial content creation on Bing. We're also going to send your company information, just like the company that you're working with now. We're going to send your company information to the different directories, which are also search engines, but we work with over 60 of them. So we'll make sure to send that information to the directories. And then Amazon Alexa, also Siri, and then also Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads is where we have seen some of the best returns. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I have a personal account, but not a business. But
that's
most
fine.
People know me both ways. Yeah.
Okay. So we
most
can actually
people know
set
me both
up.
Ways. Yeah.
Okay. That's good, because the way that it works is, for example, if somebody in your area is searching for one of those keywords, when they go on Facebook, they're going to be able to click, when they go on Facebook, they're going to see an ad for your business, and then they'll be able to click to call you directly. And you can also target certain age groups, you know, income levels. We can also do that
right.
As well if, you know, that's something that you want to do. So that's not a problem. And then we do also do a website for you. So the website, you know, it's going to pretty much set you up there. And also a Google Business Profile. If you haven't got one yet, we do take care of that for you. And then, let me see. Oh, yes. And then
you're
the last.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we're a Google Premier Channel partner company. So, and we are partnered with Meta as well, which is Facebook, you know. So that's how we get everything taken care of. But
right.
If we don't just tell you we do this for you. We also provide you a tracking app. So you're going to be able to see how many people have been searching for your keywords. Also the location that these people have searched for those keywords, how many people have clicked for your business, how many people have called you directly. And then if you want to change keywords based off of the time of year and what services you offer, you're always able to do that as well. So it's a really great service. And to kind of go into pricing, I don't know how much you're paying now, but we are going to give you the best pricing that we offer. Just because you've been in business for so long, it is a established business credit. It's a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It's only $249 a month. The one-time setup fee of $99 to get everything programmed. So the initial investment today is $348, and then after that, the flat rate of $249. Okay. And last thing I do want to go over with you is the timeline breakdown, just so you can understand approximately how long it takes for these things to happen. It doesn't take a year. So from when you sign up, it's approximately 1 to 3 days to get an interview down with our client onboarding team, where they will go into detail with your company information and make sure everything's accurate before we send it out. It will take about 5 to 7 days to get that app dashboard ready for you and also submit your company information to the 60-plus directories. And about 7 to 14 days is when you're going to start seeing those Facebook ads. And to get your business on first-page placement, it does take us approximately 30 to 45 days. We have seen it sooner. It is just the process that we have to go through with Google to make sure everything's accurate and legitimate on your business side. But a lot of companies can take up to 6 months to do it. Since we are partnered with Google, we take a lot less.
All this sounds so familiar. I mean, really. The only difference is you're telling us 60 and they're saying 53 platforms. But, I mean, everything you said. And so here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, let me do my conference call with these guys because I just did this. And I just paid an initial setup fee, and I just paid, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that again right now. I mean, I'm just so sorry, but if I would have caught you, or if you would have caught me sooner before I did all that, since I'm on a month-to-month, let me try it a little while with what I got and see how it goes. And then, I mean, you're welcome to call me back later or something. I just don't want to do all this again.
I understand, but what was the name of the company that you're with now? Media Solutions or Digital Media?
Yeah. I think it's Media Solutions. I have to look on my email to tell you.
Solutions. And they're in Florida?
Yeah. No, that was Consumer Buzz.
Okay. Where is Media Solutions? Do you know what state they're in?
I do, but I don't have everything in front of me, and I'm driving, so I can't pull it up. But
I was just curious because I'm trying to look up the company to see what pops up, and we have Media Solutions. I put Media Solutions, and I have a Media Solutions Media Buying and Advertising in Sacramento. I don't know if this is them.
Might be them. Media Solutions. Yeah, that might be them. You're probably right. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can look real quick. Yeah, I think that's them. So how did you guys find me? You just go on Google. I don't know how you found me.
So since we are...
Okay, here I am. Your business... I'm pulling myself up. Your business on Google. Roofing contractors. Angie's List. Yelp. Bing. LinkedIn. Show me local, BuzzFile, products, reviews. I got all kinds of stuff on here. Pictures. So my email. It's a shame you got so many emails you can't even find what you're looking for, but that's what I got. Hold on. Amazon, that's not them.
How much do you pay a month with this company?
About the same.
Okay.
The thing I wanted to ask you, when you quit the $249 you're offering, what happens then?
If you quit it?
I guess you don't have any advertising. Yeah.
Yeah, so then basically we would be creating marketing, you know, for your business on Facebook, your first page. If you decide to end with our company, obviously, you know, your ads on Facebook are no longer going to run. Your first page placement that we maintain, you might maintain it for, I don't know how much longer, but we won't maintain it monthly anymore. So it could be that your company will not start showing in the first page placement anymore. I mean, that's kind of the way it works since it needs to be maintained.
Yeah.
That's basically what you would be hiring us to do.
Yeah. But are you able to guarantee first place page? Placement on Google?
So since we're partnered with Google, Google does not let us make any type of guarantees. And any company is not allowed to give you any type of guarantees either. But
well, here I've got this thing that says 80 people. Let's just see what this says. 80 people viewed White Hill Home Improvement, your performance for June. So your business profile report, 80 interactions last month. Shouldn't they be here somewhere, their name? Who is this?
Yeah,
hold on,
absolutely.
Hold on. I don't know who that is. I mean, that's who I'm with, I'm sure, but I don't know who that is. Hold on. Let's see. Let me search a little bit more because I know that I got something from them here. It's ridiculous to have somebody spending money with you and you don't know who they are. It's,
exactly, yes.
I just pulled up. I got it wrote down in here on my office desk. Let me look.
Okay.
Yes. Somewhere. Apex Media Solutions.
Apex?
Apex Media Solutions. Yep.
Okay. So,
and I'm paying them $249 a month.
Okay, so that's approximately the same.
Very
amount,
same.
But let's see what they do. So.
APEX, Apex Media Solutions.
So it doesn't look like they're a Google Premier Channel partner company, because if they do, they would have the little G where it takes you straight into Google, where it basically shows you the credentials. Let's see what they say. They don't have
permission. No, it says here they're out of St. Clair, Florida. So, I don't know. I've got an address.
Oh, maybe I'm looking at the wrong one, because the one I pulled up is Oak Brook, Illinois.
Yeah, this one is Apex Media Solutions, LLC, whatever that is, Sort St. Lucie, Florida, 34952 U.S. And it's apexmedia at sol.com.
Oh, so you see, that's what the problem is as well, which that's not really great for them, especially that they're in marketing, is that when they type in the company name, another company pops up, which is the one that I was telling you in Illinois. Not even the right company pops up right away. But I did find the one that you're with. So, voice search activation, which is what we do. Web design.
Is that the Alexa thing where they, hey, Alexa, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is yours in a separate fee for that?
No, that's included in our service.
In the $249?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's included in our service. And they're not a Google Premier Channel partner company. And I don't see anything about first page placement for them on Google. I see social media, but on social media, I'm not seeing anything about ads. I don't know what they mean by what they're saying about their social media.
When you say they're not a Google, what did you start out with? A Google what? company?
They're not a Google Premier Channel partner company. That means that they're not partnered with Google. They're just some other SEO company.
They're just a subsidiary. Okay.
No, I wouldn't
they
even
just
say
kinda...
that. They're just a company that does marketing. So, see, with us being partnered with Google, we have a close relationship with Google, which allows us to get what we get done so quickly and efficiently. Other companies that are just SEO companies, they're just regular SEO companies, which there's nothing wrong with it. You know, it's just knowing the difference, of like, for example, when you buy a brand name product opposed to a non-brand name product, I would say it's pretty much the comparison.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're a generic. I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't see anything about first page placement. I do see the voice activation. I see the web design, social media, and I just see reputation management. So I don't think they put you on first page placement. Because I don't see it on there. But, I mean, I don't know what they told you, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, again, you're saying there that you can't guarantee first place, first page placement.
We can't guarantee first page placement because Google does not allow us to do that. But we've been doing for 18 months, getting you on the first page, we're confident in doing that. That's not an issue. That's why we do month to month, so we can prove to you that we are doing what we say we're going to do. Because obviously, if we didn't do what we said we're going to do, you're obviously not going to continue with us, and we're just going to run out of business, you know? But I mean, it's just something that Google doesn't let us say. And I mean, I can understand for, liability reasons, I guess, on Google's side. I have no idea. I mean, we have to follow Google's rules and regulations, and that's how we can be partnered with them the way we are, is because we follow what they tell us to do.
But you're a Google, you're affiliated with Google. You're one of their, I gotcha. I think I understand now what you're trying to tell me here.
We're partnered with them. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And these guys aren't. They're just freelancers or whatever, it sounds
basically
like.
That's pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm. And these type of companies, normally, if they are putting you on first page, they do take approximately 3 to 6 months to even have that happen, because they're not partnered with Google.
Yeah, so I wouldn't know what to do at this point. No. So with everything that I just did with them, that would just be flushing that down the toilet, right? I mean, I'm done with them, right?
If I
went with you, that's wasted money to me. They're supposed to be, I don't know how to handle that. At my point,
on my side, what I can do for you is, since you already paid a setup fee with them, I can just waive your setup fee, where you would only pay the $249 monthly. I'm pretty sure I can get that taken care of for you, just because... unfortunately, I mean, I don't know what this company is going to do for you, but,
would you be able to get them to, I got you. Would you be able to, is there a way to get them to just sign over what they've got to you and let you take it? I mean, where you don't have to do all this extra la-di-da-di-da.
So when it comes to actually building the website, we would want to do it on our own, just because we know, we've been doing this for so long, we know exactly how the SEO works. So we wouldn't want to take over what somebody else did, especially because we don't know if it was done right or not.
Okay.
And it's easier just for us to do it,
So you want to do the website. Okay, so so are you saying you can do all that for the $249 and me skip all the administrative mess?
Yeah, I can do it for you. I can make it. It's been lovely speaking with you, Scott. So, yes, I can do it.
I'm one of them that want everything you got for nothing. So I get them every day. I want the best work you can do, but I don't want to pay. At this point, I'm going to ask you one more question about what you're doing, because I don't understand this stuff real well.
That's fine.
I'm very, very uneducated. My son, he's in college. He could help me a lot, but he's busy. But anyway, Let me ask you this. So when you design the website, and then if I decide I want the website, and at that point I don't want to pay you $250 a month to host me. Now, does that include hosting and domain and all that stuff?
Or do I need to just... we're going to get your whole domain set up unless you have one. If you already have one, we can use your domain as long as you give us access to the domain. But if you don't have one, that's going to include maintaining your website for you as well. Now, if you don't want to pay, let's just say like you don't want to pay us the $249 anymore and about the website, the way that it works is that if you want to buy the domain from us, it's $99, flat rate on that end. Or if you want us to keep maintaining your website but you don't want to pay the $249, it's $39.99 monthly for us to keep maintaining your website.
Is that a month?
$39.99 would be a month for us to keep maintaining your website as is, yes.
And is the $99 for year or month?
The $99 is just a flat rate if you want to purchase the domain from us. So if you want to purchase just the domain with us and, you know, you fix up your website but you want the domain, it's a straight flat $99, nothing else. Now, if you want us to be maintaining your website, like the way it's still left with the domain, on a monthly basis, is $39.99.
Okay. But all that's covered in the $249.
All of it's covered in the $249, yes.
Okay. Wow. I don't really know. See, I've got a lot of stuff going on. I got GoDaddy calling me, telling me that something's expiring this month. So,
if you have a website with GoDaddy, that's what they're probably calling you about.
It's not a website because the website, that's the weirdest stuff. But yeah, I've got three different things going on here. I've got in the process of transitioning from the Consumer Buzz, which was, they bought out Prestige Data, which is who I started with. Then Consumer Buzz comes in. I pay them to do the website. Well, they redesigned the website. Well, now they've got control over the website, I think. This Apex Media or whoever we just discovered I'm dealing with, I think they are only doing the search engines. I don't even think they're doing all that.
I don't think they do search engines because on their website it doesn't look like it is. They are, but I mean, their website, as you said, is not super clear either. So I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out if I would probably be wise just to stop everything I got and let you do the $249 and do it all. That's what I'm thinking right now.
I think that's a great option, too.
I mean, not the GoDaddy, not the, you know what I mean, not the Apex or whoever these people are. Since I just started with them, and if you can do this. But here's the thing now with this website, are you gonna let me take that over if I ever want it?
So if you ever want to buy the full website from us and take over it, we cannot do that.
Yep.
You would have to, if you want to buy the domain and then have somebody program it, you can buy the domain from us and you can do that. But if we will not sell, like, the actual template website thing that we build for you, that's going to be taken, you know, that's the only thing, the only option you would have is paying the $39.99 for us to maintain it, and you can still keep your website up and running, which in reality, that's actually a pretty good price still, because when you get your own website, you're looking in the thousands for a website. So it's a pretty good website, and the website is also secure. So if your clients want to make payments over the website, you have that option to put that on your website. It will be a secure website.
Yeah, I just paid for the domain through GoDaddy for another year, so I don't know that I need to do that with you right now. And then I bought security on top of that through them. So I've got all kinds of mess here. I guess when you don't know what you're doing, you don't know, you know, all these things. Can I get you to explain something to me? So domain, that just means that I am White Hill Home Improvement. That's my domain, right?
Yeah, the domain would be like the search, the top search, how they would search for your business. That's the domain.
Okay. GoDaddy, I paid them for that. Okay, then the hosting, I think I've got that through GoDaddy. So I think I'm covered on that. The security thing, I don't think I need, I don't know what I need.
So
I'm a little mixed up about it.
So with GoDaddy, so here's the thing. If you want to keep the website that you have now, you're more than welcome to do that, and we don't have to build you one. I can put it here in the notes that when your contract ends with GoDaddy, that we can build you a website at that time. But the cool thing about having a website and we maintain the website for you is that on your app, you're going to be able to put pictures of the work that you have done. And when you do that, we maintain your website by uploading these pictures for you as well. So you don't have to worry about keeping any of that stuff updated. We take care of it for you. So that's kind of the cool thing on our end. But if you already paid for it with GoDaddy, I mean, I would just say, you know, like, I'll just put in the notes for you to get that website done whenever your yearly contract with GoDaddy ends.
Gotcha. I don't know what to do with all this. Honestly, I don't.
I think you need to cancel everything and just let us take everything, handle it for you, honestly. Sounds like you're in over your head a bit. Uh-huh.
How much of this stuff is, relying on me to sit down and do?
Okay.
I mean, like when you say you do the website, okay, so you put pictures on there. Do I send them to you? Do you just get them? What do I do? How do you maintain it?
So here's the thing. When it comes to your getting pictures and everything for your website, if you don't want to provide us with pictures because you don't want to worry about any of that, we can use stock pictures. Now, if you want to actually use pictures of stuff that you have done on the app, all you would do is download it, and we'll take care of the rest. Now,
I just did all that today. I just downloaded all kinds of stuff on my on this website that I supposedly have, and I got up to 50 pictures on there today. So I don't know what in the world.
So that's those same pictures you would provide us with. Now, if you're planning on keeping the website with GoDaddy because that's what you want to do, then you don't have to worry about providing us pictures because we don't need those pictures. So you don't have to worry about that. Now, how much do you have to be involved when it comes to getting this process started? I mean, we need to know your company information. For us to have, you know, the Google business profile, that it looks like you already have one as well. But we want to make sure you have pictures of there, which you, I just saw right now, you have pictures. So a lot of the work, the heavy lifting, you already did it. So obviously you want to be in communication with us when it comes to having your correct business information, setting up your, you know, the if we do the website for you, if you want to do the website, but also the Facebook. So the ads come up, you know, obviously we're going to go over that information with you, but it's not meant to be any type of like headache, especially since you're not, you don't really deal with these things.
Right.
So,
Right.
So it's not supposed to be like that at all. You're going to have an account manager, and the account manager is going to handle this for you. So if you need help with anything, they're going to be there to guide you. So that's what they're there for. And after we get, you know, the basics taken care of for you, it's just we are going to be working in the background, maintaining everything for you.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Let me get done with what I am into before I jump into something else. and let me think this through real good and give me a couple days and I'll call you or you call me and let's go. But let me be sure I'm done with all this other stuff I got loose ends on right now. I got too many irons in the fire. That's
no,
my thinking.
I completely hear you on that end. The other company that
Plus,
you're
I
with.
I just paid them. I just
yeah,
paid them $240 million.
That's
you
what I was
what I mean?
About,
I just,
about to ask. When did you start with that company? Do you remember approximately?
This would be my second month.
And what? When was the payment taken out of your account?
They've already, now here was another thing I didn't understand. I started out with this, Alexa Siri deal where, you know, the Google search thing, you know, the voice search.
Yeah.
So that was a fee for that. And it was like $149. And then he comes up and says, oh, you got other problems. So then he turns around and charges me for this other stuff, which I didn't think was right at all. And I questioned it and I even talked to the supervisor there, but you know, when you don't know what you're doing, you get stuck, right? So, yeah, I think I way overpaid them to begin with. But can you will the $249 entail the voice search thing?
Yes, it does. It includes everything that I went over. There is no
extra
cost. There is no extra cost, no extra fees for anything that I went over. You know, that's why I also removed that setup fee for you to kind of offset a little bit of what it is that you had to pay the other company. I mean, based off of what you're telling me, it just sounds like they're not the company you want to do business with. And just because
no,
these extra fees.
Were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they nickel and dime me to death. But, okay, here's
correct.
My... Here's my, and you have been very patient to talk me through this, but, here's my dilemma. I got to be somewhere in like 15 minutes and I need to probably finish what I start with them. Let me get done. Can we touch base at the end of the month or something or the first of August or give me a week or a couple days or let me get done with what I'm doing and will you hold the deal for me that you just offered me? And I'm asking a lot, but.
So
you know.
Holding the deal is not a problem on my end because I can get it notated. But the thing is, it is an exclusive listing. So the way that that works is Google only allows us to work with one company per industry, per area. Because obviously, you know, they don't want us working, competing against our own clients. Like that's kind of dumb. when it comes to this process. So we are looking to fill this position with a home improvement company as soon as possible. The longest I can hold this is 24 hours before they start calling on it again. So I can't guarantee that the spot is going to be available, unfortunately.
Okay, so we can do a conference call tomorrow at this time or sooner?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
I can give you a call at this time tomorrow if that works for you.
Okay. What time do we have? Well, I don't even know what time it is. I'm looking and I don't even know.
I'm in California, so I'm at 3.
Okay.
My clock is 3:30, but you're 3 hours ahead of me, so I would be calling you tomorrow at 6:30. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'll be good.
Okay. Perfect. Actually, can I give you a call at 6 instead of 6:30?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And also, let me, do I have your contact info? You're Lauren?
Laura. It's Laura, L-A-U-R-A. I'm going to text you over. This is the 5491 number. It's a cell phone number, right?
Okay.
I'm going to text you over my information, and
then
I'm also going to text you over our pricing page. The pricing that I offered you is a lot lower than what's on that pricing page, okay? So just remember that the package that I'm offering you is the Platinum package. So that also has our credentials as well, which shows the G, which is if you click on it, it takes you directly into Google. It shows you that we are a Google Premier Channel Partner Company, and all our accreditations with, you know, Better Business Bureau, and all that's going to be on there for you, so you can check us out as well. Okay.
Google Premier. Let me slow you down, Laura. Google Premier what? Tell me that
Google
again.
Google Premier Channel Partner Company.
Okay.
And
okay,
on the text that I sent you, when you go on our website, there is a G that says Google Partner. And if you click on that, it takes you directly into the Google website, which confirms that we are who we say we are. So you, that's
okay.
How you can verify that we're
okay.
A legitimate company.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you a crazy question because all I remember is Splash. So what was the company name again?
Local Splash. And it's going to also
Splash.
Be, yeah, on the text message that I sent you on the website, it's going to show you as well. But it's Local Splash, like a local business, and Splash like a splash of water.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. You've helped me a lot, and I understand more and more what I need to do. So let me see what I can come up with here. I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow at 6.
Perfect. I'll talk to you then, and you have a lovely weekend.
Okay. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.